Glenn Davis is the co-artistic director of the Steppenwolf Theater and played Junior in Purpose. Congratulations, Glenn.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Okay, so does everybody get a Tony, or do they just give you one?
we get one for the theater. We get one for and two others for the producers, for two other producers on the show. And no, actually one, two for the producers, so one for the theater, one for our producer, David Stone, and then one other for the playwright. Sorry.
Okay. So I know you were born in California, but you grew up in Chatham. Yeah. You went to Chicago Lab. You graduated from DePaul. Is that why your production company is called Chatham Grove?
That is exactly right. I am from Chatham, and my producing partner, Terrell Alvin McCraney, is from the Grove in Miami. So, yeah, Chatham Grove.
You are born and bred. You're a Chicago guy through and through. And how fun last night, especially the shout-outs to Chicago and the level of actors that we have here in this city. What does it feel like to win a Tony?
It is thrilling. And when you're starting off as a young actor, particularly in Chicago, you just think, if I can work at some of the big stages in Chicago, like Steppenwolf for the Goodman, and in a slightly larger dream, maybe on Broadway one day. But I mean, to say you'll be nominated or win an actual Tony Award, that's just, for me, unfathomable where I was coming from.
And there was stiff competition this year. It's not like there isn't every year. But I think people thought they were going to lean into, you know, something that might have had George Clooney in it.
Yeah. There was a lot of star power on Broadway this year, and I think that any one of those could have snuck in. But I felt like we had the best play.
Yeah.
I felt like we had nurtured and cultivated this play back in Chicago at Steppenwolf, and then moved it all the way to the Helen Hayes on 44th and Broadway. And I felt like if all goes the way we think it will, this play will end up winning a slew of awards. Now, I couldn't have predicted the Pulitzer Prize, and I could not have predicted we'd win the Tony, but I certainly thought we'd be in the conversation for a Tony Award nomination.
Glenn, take us back to the moment, and when you heard the announcement from the stage that you were going to be the winner, what was that like?
I saw Ben Stiller start to, he said, and the Tony Award goes to, and I saw him start to form a P in his mouth, and I said, no. And he said, when he said, puh, I jumped up. So I didn't even hear the whole word, but he said purpose, and I jumped up, and I hugged Brandon, and we raced down. Now, they always tell you, you only have 90 seconds, so from the time they announce your award. So we hustled down. Oprah was trying to give me a hug, and I had to scurry past Oprah, so I have to email her and apologize her for that. but it was great. We got up there, and it goes so fast, and you're looking at, you know, all of your compatriots out there in the theater world, designers and producers and agents and other actors. And it's just a exhilarating feeling because everyone's watching you.
You gave such an energetic, exciting, active address last night when you won, and you seem a little subdued this afternoon. Tell me what the celebration was like.
There was a party last night.
The celebration went to about 6 a.m. And I tell you, by the time we were going to bed, the sun was coming up. We all were like, wow, I haven't done this since I was in my 20s. But it was, if it's going to be a night that I'm up all night, that's the one that's well worth it. But we jump from party to party. There's a host of parties, probably about 10 parties going on. And so we just go from party to party. You stay there for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. You go to the next one and you see all your friends and everyone. You're holding your Tony Awards. So every party you go to the front of the line and people are hugging you and saying, congratulations, the best feeling.
Oh, Glenn, I'm so happy for you. And you have to write an apology note to Oprah for snubbing.
Not snubbing. I just had to. I went a little too fast. I should have stopped and gave her a big hug. But I didn't want to lose any of my time, you know?
That's right. She looked beautiful last night. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she did.
As did everybody. I mean, that was star power at the Tonys. So tell everybody who might have missed it at the Steppenwolf. Purpose is loosely based on Jesse Jackson's family, correct?
Well, that's something that folks have started to try to pick up on. They try to figure out, who is this family about? And the truth is, this is not depicting the Jackson family at all. What it is Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, brilliant as he is, has taken certain elements from different families in the sort of Black political spectrum and Black religious world, and infused it into this story, this fictional story. So you have things from people like Martin Luther King, from Barack Obama, from Jesse Jackson, and he's crafted this beautiful story that sort of outlines what it is to be such a huge Black political and spiritual figure in this in this world. So it's set, you know, on the South Side of Chicago, and so people make the comparison, but no, it's not about the Jackson family. It's about a Black family that's reminiscent of many families that have existed in Chicago and other places. So we're very proud of what he's done.
It must be especially rewarding because of the content of Purpose, because you were raised on the South Side of Chicago, that you would win a Tony for this.
Yeah, it is. It is a perfect story. I got my start at Steppenwolf years and years ago as a young actor. I took my first acting class there, became a member after premiering some great plays there. And then in 2021, I became artistic director alongside Audrey Francis, and I couldn't be more thrilled that in our second season as ADs, we produced this play, and now in our third season, we premiered it on Broadway. And so for this play to be doing what it's doing, to win all these awards, to be nominated 6 times over for the Tony and win the Drama Desk Award and win the Pulitzer, this is the best case scenario for us in terms of putting Steppenwolf on the it's already on the national scale, but helping it to remain that way or taking it to even newer and greater heights.
Absolutely. You have done that. Thank you so much for joining us after you just went to bed less than 12 hours ago.
Yeah. I'm going to get some sleep tonight, though.
Be well. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Glenn Davis, co-artistic director of the Steppenwolf Theater and played Junior in Purpose, now a Tony winner.